from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, a little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix. How you like Bloody Mary?
I love a Bloody Mary.
Well, you know what? Talk right now. She's so stunned at your activities.
We got to give you some Bloody Mary mix brought to you by the W Sauce. It's Key West style, and it's Garrett Chapman approved, believe it or not. So get over to WSauce.com. You can pick your bottle up today, and you can find the regular W Sauce, the Breakfast Sauce, the Fireshire, at all your Publixes, Ace Hardwares. I've even seen it at some Kroger's, so it's out there. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, or you want a fifth wheel, Mike, for your little truck.
Have we decided if that's the correct way to say plural Publix? Is it Publix's? Is that correct? I don't really care.
It's my segment. I can do whatever I want. So get over it and call my boy Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
That's from wrestling, too. I don't know if you noticed that. Little nation domination. All right. I've been very vocal about when it's appropriate to give standing ovations for players who have come back to the city of Atlanta. I don't believe in booing guys that have won titles here. I don't believe in booing guys that left here on decent terms. And I do believe that Freddie Freeman left on good terms, even though his agent screwed the pooch and he did not have control of his agent, maybe like he should. But I really do feel for what the Freeman family is going through right now. I don't know if you guys have seen this story, but his son, Max, I believe, short for Maximus, finally came home from the hospital. They was being treated for, how do you say this syndrome? Is it Guillain-Barré syndrome?
Guillain-Barré. Yeah.
It's a rare neurological disorder. And from what and Mike, you might know a little bit more about this. From what I've kind of seen, it basically is almost like a reset for the kid. And Freddie was talking about it yesterday in his presser. Freddie was gone for like 10 days from the Dodgers dealing with this and being there for his family, as he should have been. And I guess he said that Max is acting very normal again. See, he's Max, but he goes, it's frustrating because he's having to relearn everything.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's obviously some kind of neurological deal. And it's I don't want to go out of the way, but you know how some people have medical conditions, like be it a stroke or whatever it may be, that messes, you know, neurologically messes with you, and you have to kind of go learn, you know, about learning to walk again and talk again and do all these other things. I'll say this though, man, watching Freddie in that pregame presser yesterday hits every single feel you have in your body. Kids or no kids or whatever it may be, when you hear him talk about his own family and how absolutely terrifying that, you know, picture your kid, your husband, your wife, whatever it may be, whoever's special in your life, that all of a sudden they just wake up one day and have a neurological disorder and you have to rush them to the hospital, and I believe it's called the PQ, the pediatric intensive care.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm sitting there watching him going, I don't know how you are dealing with this. And I don't even know how you're, even with 10 days, I don't know how he's suiting back up.
Yeah, basically it can be triggered by an acute bacterial or viral infection. And sometimes it can start as weakness and tingling in the feet and legs, spreads the upper body, can cause paralysis. And basically you need physical therapy to relearn all those things like, you know, walking and stuff, which, you know what I was mentioning. So Freddie came back, did a press conference where he was very emotional before the game, and he got a standing ovation from the Dodgers fans, which was awesome. And the Phillies, who they're playing, who they beat last night, by the way, so now the Braves are only 5.5 Dang. Games back.
Right.
They were cheering for him, and so I've had this thing, Allie, and I know Grant may or may not disagree with me, but I don't think we need to give Freddie a standing ovation every time he returns to the city of Atlanta, which we did the first time, and then the next night, and then the next night, right. And then they come back next year. Last year they came back, and we decided to do it again. And I will say this, though. I think if he is on that trip, which I'm imagining he will be in September when the Dodgers come to town, which will be a four-game set, that first night, Braves fans,
you're signing off.
Stand up. Cheer for this man. Give him a standing ovation. He deserves it. This has been a tough thing for his family. Should all be thinking about the Freeman family, however you go about that, you know.
I do want to point out, too, and I think Freddie did a nice job pointing this out, that it was awesome of the Phillies, especially the battery, the pitcher and the catcher, of kind of getting out of the way for a minute, letting him have his moment, letting the Dodgers fans react when he stepped in the box. And he said that when his music started playing, that he could hear kind of a roar coming, and he said he immediately got emotional. But kudos to not only the pitcher and the catcher for the Phillies. Bryce Harper gives him a hug at first base when he gets a hit and gets on, and that was just an awesome moment.
Yeah, him and Bryce are close. There was that thing when Bryce became a free agent that there was really no hope, but fans had a glimmer because they knew that Freddie and Bryce were close. Bryce Harper, whatever you think about him, he's one of the top five baseball players in the world. And he's also not a bad dude. He's just a villain. And he's a villain because he doesn't play for our team.
Goes all the way back to when him and Jonathan Papelbon got into in the dugout.
I love Papelbon. You know, though, Jonathan Papelbon is one of the great jerks that came out of baseball. So I had no issues with
–
I know – look, Papelbon was justified in why he was mad.
I was going to say, don't get me started, man.
He was justified in why, but he's still a jerk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.